It's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. Hey, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Getting into it this morning, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. I think Alex and her boyfriend are all set. Liv and Jewel Daddy, her boyfriend, are all set. But I got no clue what I'm going to do. I need a costume for our party at Taps and Dolls.
I'm so annoyed that we're even talking about this because we just did this. Was it yesterday? When? Or Friday? We just talked about this at this
time. We talked about it. We mentioned it.
Yeah,
but we never
bitched.
Actually came up with anything for me. We were talking about couples' costumes.
Yeah, exactly.
And I complained about how I don't like them and I don't get why couples do that.
Yeah, and see, and we
it
gave
seems
you plenty.
So controlling.
No, and we gave you plenty of good ideas and now you're complaining that you don't have any.
You gave me no good ideas. Let's go over what you did.
No,
they didn't. Who gave me what?
They said something like, they gave you, like, these are cute couples costumes ideas. They're not dorky and they're not lame like you think they are or whatever. And they had some cute ideas. And see, I told you. What did
Give
I tell
me
you?
Give me one.
I don't remember.
Said, recall one because you can't.
Al's Toy Barn.
Oh, yes.
The Al's Toy Barn guy from Toy Story.
We did a whole
that
thing.
That is the stupidest thing ever. I'm not going to dress up like
that
guy from Toy Story.
That seems like a personal problem.
You know what? See, you just did that to be vindictive. You guys aren't even trying.
No, we told you, Yukon Cornelius from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer show, which was perfect. It's so easy. It's like a winter hat. That's all you have to do. And this is your problem, is we give you all these ideas. We always do this. Every single thing.
Right.
You do this constantly. You do it with Joe's Journey. You do it with the friend thing, asking people to hang out with you. And you now you're doing it with this. You want suggestions and ideas and accountability. You get all of it, and then you do nothing with your resources.
You are so full of crap. 317-239-1009. Suggestions on what, you know, maybe people could be for Halloween, what I could be. Go ahead, live the web, girl.
I'm, like, really unhappy with mine and Joel Daddy's Halloween costume, to be honest. I just feel like it's very lazy and, like, last minute and not very creative, and I always love to get, like, extremely creative with my Halloween costume.
Well, it's not too late. Why can't you change it up?
Because I feel I already bought a hat for his, and I don't know. I just feel bad changing it now. Like, I don't know what we would be.
Well,
we'll take the hat back.
You've got time. I think you. It's not too late to change.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Shauna.
Hey, what's up? Any suggestions?
Yes, I have a suggestion. You should be the mayor from Nightmare Before Christmas.
No!
Yeah, that's cute.
I don't want to be him.
That is cute.
You don't know.
I know who he is.
Oh,
I've
really?
Watched Nightmare Before
what
Christmas.
What does his head do?
It, like, pops up and spins around. I know the damn thing. See, you guys,
that's a great
boy.
One.
He has a cool costume. He's, like, And Nightmare Before Christmas is, like, the best Halloween.
Dude, this is actually...
Can I be, like, a fat Drew Carey?
No.
I can just get, like, a microphone and
no.
I can be the Price is Right?
See, we give you suggestions, and because you don't like them, you just keep saying no, and then you say, I don't have any suggestions.
You're giving me BS suggestions.
No, that is a great one.
And you're almost doing it to mock me.
No, because...
You have no genuine, actual interest in me finding anything good for Halloween.
Are you kidding
me? You're just trying to laugh at me.
That is... No, I am not. That is a fantastic suggestion. That is, like, seriously so good, because you're also bald. And so the back of your head, Lindsay could paint the mayor's back face on the back of your head. And it would look perfect. It'd be so cool. You just wear a little suit jacket like him. It's such an easy costume for you.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. I don't love any of this. Who is this?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, it's Lucas. I got a great idea for your costume, Joe.
Thank you, Lucas. Let's get a solution, please.
Something nice and easy. You could always go as the brawn paper towel guy. Put on a nice flannel. You got the beard. You walk around with the brawn paper towels. And your joke is you just clean stuff up all night.
Dude, oh my God, that is great. I'm like, excuse me. I start cleaning the table. All that.
Yeah. Or you walk up and someone's got a beer and you walk up and you take it. You go, I need to clean this. Sorry. And you just walk away with it.
Okay. I was going to say over here. I get nothing out of these two. They want me to, like, make fun of myself. Otherwise, it's not good.
It's not making fun of yourself. It's, like, costumes that you could really pull off well. I don't understand that. I'm not making fun of you. Like, being the mayor of Nightmare Before Christmas is the perfect costume for you. It's so cool, and not a lot of people could do it. You have a bald head.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Okay.
You paint on the back.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? What's your name?
Brandon,
what's your suggestion?
Uncle Fester from the Addams Family.
No, I don't want... People used to make fun of me in high school and call me that. I don't want to be... What, am I going to carry around a light bulb and pop it in my mouth?
So you want me to say that you're going to be like Ken from Ken and Barbie
no,
or something?
Like,
these are realistic costumes.
I don't want you to inflate my ego, and I know I don't have a body like Ken from a Ken and Barbie doll, but I truly feel like these are all like jokes. Like, who wants to be Uncle Fester for Halloween? That's like telling a fat, like, black guy, like, hey, you should be Fat Albert.
But you could pull it off if you shaved your beard. You're already bald. You could do this and just put black eyeshadow around your eyes.
Stop it. No.
You could do it,
That's easy.
All you have to do is wear a black shirt, a black dress shirt, and put the makeup around your eyes. It's so easy.
Chelsea, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's your suggestion?
Okay, I think this is really cute, and I've seen it on Pinterest. So I think someone should do it, and I think you should do it.
Okay.
So you have your wife get real dolled up, and, like, her highlighter game is on point. She's looking really cute. Have her get, like, a little butterfly crown, like those Snapchat filters, and then around her neck, give her a hashtag filtered, and then you dress up like her. So you'll wear a wig, you'll wear the same outfit, and then around your neck is no filter, hashtag no filter.
That's cute. I love that.
But doesn't that mean that my wife's fugly then? Like, if that's what I do, does that mean she's really ugly?
No, it's just a joke.
No, I get you. Hey, thank you. That might be one of the better ones. Bill, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Now, we gave you creative and different and unique ideas, and you want to be pretty much Wilma and Fred Flintstone. Mr. Potato Head, Miss Potato. Those are so lame. That's what everyone does.
All right. I don't think that's a terrible idea.
You might as well be milk and cookies.
Daniel, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What should I be? What should I dress up for?
I get the best costume ever. I think you should go as Alex.
Okay, now what would I do if I was dressing up as Alex from the Joe and Alex show?
You walk around and tell everybody that you see that their costume is terrible and they should have been what you wanted them to be.
Daniel might have the best one. I'm like, no, that sucks. Oh, what do you guys have to eat here? Oh, I don't like any of that.